Joining us by telephone is Ralph Dixon. Ralph has a grandson who was involved in a traffic crash not too long ago, a little four-year-old Jordan Dixon. His father passed away in the crash. Jordan seriously injured. How is Jordan doing today?
Jordan has really progressed remarkably since the accident. Miracle is probably a better way to put it. When he went in, I had a trauma surgeon tell me that most of the kids that come in that level end up in a cemetery. And since that time, now he's going to physical therapy on a daily basis, occupational therapy, speech therapy. But he's actually can stand up, and he's wobbly, but he's able to walk between people. He's getting back his stability. Physical therapy, they'll have him sitting and standing. They have him doing artwork. So basically what he's doing is really just relearning some of those skills that he had before. And because he's a very intelligent young man, he picks it up really fast. Doing quite well.
So it sounds like the good news is the brain function is all there, just a matter of the physical, the muscles, everything else catching up.
Exactly right. That was the thing that was most encouraging to me, that I could sit down and talk about any time frame with him and tell him a silly story about something he did, and he'd always laugh appropriately. He's always got a positive attitude. He's always smiling. And because he's such a sharp young guy, I think he just picks things up real quickly again. And while certain areas might have been impacted with his brain, he's able to really quickly pick up those skills, and he started talking again really about a week and a half to 2 weeks ago. So it's very encouraging to watch how quickly at this point he's starting to progress.
Is his speech doing pretty well?
Well, you know, he can butcher some words right now, but he might start off saying something to you, and he's like, "I want to," and then some of the other words that he might use are really out there, and you're not sure what he's saying. But as the speech therapists are working with him, you know, they're looking at where is he having difficulties enunciating an S or a P or something, and he's picking up quick. He'll call me by name. He's talked to his grandparents, his mom, and he's conversing in certain areas, but it's getting there.
For now, he's still at Marshfield, isn't he?
He is, and he'll probably be there for another 4 or 5 weeks, just taking advantage of the therapy. Yeah, I think otherwise, health-wise, he's great. It's just getting those skills back, and with the intensity of the therapy that he has, it really helps speed that process along.
There have been several local events for people that wanted to help out Jordan and the family. Those things have gone pretty well, haven't they?
They really have, and everybody has really appreciated it. Nobody's ever had to ask anything from the community. Everybody just steps up, and people say, "Hey, I really want to do this." And next thing you know, there's a big event like at Bojo Sports Bar and Grill, where they just had the Weston Lanes, just had one. And then there's other groups. Somebody may just start up something on the Internet just wanting to do something, and then funds come in for that. So it's been amazing just to watch how the community has been so interested in helping and caring.
I know that you've been quite active with the church as well, and I would imagine that's been a big part of your family staying strong through all this after the crash.
It really has. You know, and I imagine there's some people who think, well, you know, it's like a crutch, or you're just stepping on, you know, you're just having something to lean on there. And that may be true to an extent, but I firmly believe the scriptures. I've been a Christian since April of 1978 when I was a young guy in the military, and I came to trust the Lord as my own personal Savior, and I just know it's true. And I think in events like this, these, as sad as these are, I really do believe these things are necessary just to help us to realize that we're mortal and we don't last forever, and that you know, we need to focus on what's important in life. And so that's what we're doing in this case. My wife and I look at it from a spiritual standpoint that there's a lot of trouble in the community. There's a lot of drugs, and there's lives being destroyed by drugs. And yesterday I was at the Pushback for Drug event at the Dudley Tower.
Yeah, you left before I could catch you.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
That's okay.
I'd love to meet you. Yeah, but that was something. And I think that there's a lot of hope for the future.
How's Jordan's mom holding up through all this?
Yeah, she's really a remarkable lady. She's been, I don't know how you could be a better mom in a situation like this, but she's always there for him. She's there every day and stays late with him. As soon as I get off work, I don't go during the daytime because he's in therapy. I initially did, but, you know, I'm sitting out while he's in therapy. I try to get in the evening to try to relieve her, and then I watch him on the weekends. And our family does. My parents come, and my sister and her husband, and some other neighbors and friends. But, yeah, she's been as awesome as can be, working with him in therapy, spending all that time with him. So it's a blessing to know that many people care for him like they do.
Anything you'd like to add today?
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate your concern and WSAU Radio.